Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Direct Line have done a poll of the things that the fees that annoy us most. Presumably they've got some kind of promotion on or something like that, which I've no idea. I guess that's why they're talking about it. But they, it is something that it's kind of one of those modern day curses. The fee. You pay for something and then you have to pay a little bit extra and you often think, what on earth am I paying for? So, for example, I have a passport. For some reason, even though my face hasn't changed, I still have to renew it every 10 years, I think it is.
Yeah.
And when I come to do that, if I did that today, how much is that going to cost me?
It's probably over about, it's about 100 quid now.
No, it's 82 pounds if you use the like the passport check and send. What is that for? I don't need to change it, but they make me do it. And even if I do it, surely that little piece of, you get a bit of card around the outside, some page of paper, your photo that you have to put, they don't even take the photo for you.
No.
So that fee for your passport renewal, 82, what are they using it for?
Yesterday, you may have heard that my battery is flat.
Oh, so. Boy, did we hear about it.
Yep.
All day in the office.
Anyway, I rang the RAC. I am a member of the RAC. And see what my cover was. And said, oh, they can't come out because you don't have Home Start. But I thought, I'll pay the additional whatever it is. Do you know what the additional whatever it was that they asked me to pay was?
More or less than my passport.
More.
Really?
£90.
What?
They wanted to charge me to do Home Start because I wasn't doing it there and because I hadn't already subscribed to it. 90 quid. I'm sure if I was a new customer that I wouldn't have to pay that much.
The top thing is unreasonable parking charges. That's the one thing that gets us more than anything else. I particularly get frustrated if you have to go and visit someone in hospital. It's bad enough having to go to hospital appointment or whatever without paying a ridiculous fee at a car park. Anyway, Tracy says, I begrudge paying surcharges on plane tickets. 25 quid for a flight, £45 in taxes. What's going on there?
I hate that. I hate that. Why can't you just... Yeah, precisely what she said. Why can't they just put the price of the flight
stick
up front? I wouldn't complain about it then. It's just it's like going to a restaurant and then finding out to be charged for your knife and fork. How else are you meant to get on the flight without taxes and charges and paying for your seat? Just put it on the cost, because you can't get out of it. So just say it's that and, well, I won't complain.
Somebody pour some cold water on Chris as well.
I hate it.
Just be grateful he's not meeting you this morning. So, yeah, you really
yeah, Sean Wayne's in for a problem this morning.
He's met his match. Morning, Andrew.
Hiya, Chris. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, what a beautiful morning to be heading off to work. What are you up to today? Where are you going, Andrew?
Going to Maudsley at Douglas Comms.
Okay, what do you do there?
A coordinator in the BT contract.
Okay, so busy day at work lined up today. So is that inside or outside work, Andrew?
Inside, it's an office job.
Oh, dear. Okay, we'll get some fresh air at lunchtime. You were just talking off air a moment ago about kids. You've got a little baby girl in your house, is that right?
Yeah, 7 weeks old on Sunday.
Oh, splay. It's amazing. You count that you did the days, don't you? 7 weeks on Sunday. Terrific. So what's your little girl called?
Ella Rose.
Ella Rose, there you go. First mention on the radio for Ella Rose. She's famous. And who's mum?
Leah Glyn Manley, she's called.
Splendid, okay. So where are you heading up to Maudsley? Where are you driving from this morning? Where do you live?
Flatbridge. Liverpool Road.
Okay, terrific. Well, safe journey. Let's see if we can sort you out. So this is kind of you're heading from Flatbridge to Maudsley to work and you want tickets to win to see St Helens. This is ticking all boxes this morning, Andrew. So let's see if we can win you the tickets. We've got our little lyrics this week from the stars at Lee C.E. Junior School. And here's our lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Robin and this is my lyric. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming lets me out.
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Andrew?
Is it Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure?
Let's listen. The terror of knowing what this world is about. Yes, it is. Well done, Andrew. So you got yourself a couple of tickets. You're going to watch Saints Witness at Langtree Park on Friday night. Is that OK for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Terrific. Well, have a good day at work. Do you want to just say, you better say hello to your new family. Better than you, Andrew. Say hello to them on the radio.
Yeah, I am Leah and Ella. She'll probably still be in bed with her now. She was up last night.
So. Oh, that's the only downside, isn't it, to young children? Is the amount of time they wake up when you want to be asleep. Hey, well, it'll all settle down, I'm sure, in the end, Andrew. Thanks for coming on the show this morning, my friend. Have a good day at work.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Take care, bud. Bye-bye. This morning, if you want a smile, Google the three words, boy, minion, claw. Boy, minion, claw. You know these grabber games that you get in arcades?
Yeah.
There's a picture of little Henry Howes from Tamworth who got so frustrated when the grabber claw didn't give him his minion toy, he decided to take the law into his own hands and he climbed into the machine.
Yay.
To grab his toy. The only problem was he couldn't get back out again. So if you want to see a picture of little Henry stuck in the grabber machine trying to get his minion out, it has made me smile for the last 10 minutes here this morning. Could have a little...
I bet his parents were equally as amused.
Half an hour of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
I'd say,
leave him for a drink.
See you later. Have a happy playtime. Not bad value for a quid. That, I'd say half an hour's free peace and quiet. Go and have a look at that.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about getting to work on time and in style. Search arnoldclark.com. Wish FM.